This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We hear a lot about the importance of keeping cows comfortable, and on this Calf Care Wednesday, we're joined by Angelina Bertino, Sales and Marketing Director with Future Cow, a dairy manufacturing company focusing on animal comfort and welfare. She tells us about the growing importance of keeping calves comfortable.
It's becoming more important, I would say. It was kind of put on the back burner for a lot of farms and has recently, with the studies that the universities are doing with calf comfort and calf care and how it can help develop into a more productive cow, has been studied more and more. I think it's being pushed to the forefront now, more so than it was. Our company is Dairy Cows, and calves kind of came afterwards for us. So we rely heavily on the people that utilize our product to tell us what they're seeing. And we do have quite a few of our calf brush owners that have done a couple different studies. One was doing a cleanliness study to see if they could tell if their calves were more clean and less able to hurt themselves or a bunch of other equipment on the farm where they were located. And then I have one farm who's testing milk production to see. He's putting it in a calf barn and he's using the brush all the way up until they become milk producing cows and seeing if he does get more milk with those animals.
You mentioned the brush. Can you run down some of the tools that dairy producers can use to increase calf care?
Yeah, we actually manufacture two ourselves. The calf brush is one of them. It's used as a socialization tool. It's used as a cleanliness tool. We have a lot of people that believe that it helps the calves eat more and gain more weight. We also have a calf ball that hangs in pre-weaned calf pens right when you put them in a group. Just gives them something to do. It relieves their stress a little bit, helps them from stop suckling on each other or any of your barn equipment that they love to do so much. So
it can be mental for them, can't it? You know, the socialization of it all. Does that play a future in the productivity?
I think it does. I have one calf facility who utilizes the brush, and they said it was in their 6 and 7 month pens right about when they started getting some bully calves, and when they put the brush in, they said that instantly stopped. It just gave them something else to do other than to pick on each other. And so I think it does have an effect. If they're bored, if they don't want to lay down, if they don't want to eat, it gives them something else to do other than bother each other.
So in your experience, what are some of these producers doing or not doing, perhaps, to alleviate these cow comfort?
Well, stress is a big thing, and to a dairy farmer, it's hard to see really stress levels of their animals. When you utilize these tools, the focus is stress relief, and if a lot of our farms know that if you relieve the stress, then you get more milk, and if you get more milk, then you make more money. So I think it's more of that mindset. If you don't think about it that way, then it's hard to see the use for these tools.
Yeah, PR too, perhaps. People want to share their story, and sometimes when you're saying, hey, we really treat our animals well, and that's all part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, with the animal welfare organizations pushing really hard on the lack of animal rights and animal welfare and animal, you know, comfort, it really does hurt a dairy farmer more so than anyone can realize probably. And it does require the use of extra tools to make sure that the animals can be comfortable and that people can come and see. And it takes a tour, you know, to go and see a dairy farm and how it's ran to really grasp what's done at those facilities to accommodate those animals. And most people don't understand that. That's a farmer's livelihood. That's how they make their money. So they're always going to try to treat their cows as best as possible.
Well, Angelina, thanks for visiting with us. I appreciate it. If somebody wanted to find out more about Future Cow, where could they go?
You guys can go to futurecow.com, and all of our products are going to be on the website.
Angelina Bertino with Future Cow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket, because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.